Hello, I'm Raimi.
And I'm Beth.
And this is Brother Knows Quest, the podcast where I, your host, introduce my sister to the wonderful world of tabletop role-playing games. Again, this will not be a review. It's more of an explanation of a certain game or book or expansion, whatever I pick. Well, sometimes they're reviews. If I happen to have played that game, but I haven't got a chance to play this particular expansion book that I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about today?
No.
Really? Not a clue?
Fallout something?
It's this right here.
Wanderers.
Yes. It's Fallout the Role-Playing Game Wonders Expansion Book. Now, hold on a minute while I open my Fallout Vault 33 Green Tea Apple Arizona Tea. You hear that?
Yeah.
This is my first time trying it. I'm going to pour it into my irradiated glass here, and then we'll go from there. It is a very neon green when it's in this glass. Okay. The reason we're talking about this today is because I just got the book in, and because today Amazon Prime Video has decided to release Fallout, the TV series, or the stream series, early by one day. So it's a great opportunity to do this. I do like the title Wanderers in this expansion book. It makes me think of that song, The Wanderer, and you have been known in one of the Fallout games as the Lone Wanderer. Oh yes, this tastes just like a green tea mixed with green apple flavor. The book is about 224 to 23 pages. Probably a little bit more than that, because I'm just going by the contents here. It will cover a few new factions that they've added into the game, the tabletop version anyway, such as the, well, there's a bunch of them, but the main one for me is the Enclave. I love the Enclave. Caesar's Legion, different raiders.
This has nothing to do with this, but it reminded me, while I was taking Mom to the doctor in Wise, there was a billboard, and it said, "Don't nuke Southwest Virginia."
They're trying to stop the nuclear power plants from coming in.
Oh, I didn't know we were getting.
We've signed up to get a bunch of small ones, like just small enough to power colleges and little areas like that.
Oh.
I think it's a genius idea. Of course, I'm a fan of Fallout, so.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't survive an actual scenario where radiation's everywhere, but still, it's all just fun and games until someone
gets irradiated.
Well,
I just thought it was kind of terrifying because it didn't elaborate on what it was talking about. It just said, "Don't nuke Southwest Virginia."
Yeah.
And had the big symbol.
The radioactive
warning.
Yeah, I can see why they were worried about it. Okay. But Caesar's Legion, they have some other things I'll talk about here in a bit. They've also added, since it's more of a, well, Wanderers, you're going to be scrapping more stuff. So they've added recipes for different things. Vehicles are in it now, which is Fallout 2 is the only game where you had a proper vehicle under the player's control, I do believe. They have their own profiles and such. You have new ammunitions, weapons, energy weapons, big guns, weapons mods, apparel, legendary items, rare books and magazines, irradiated food, and junk, of course. And it gives you rules on how to take those apart to make other things. They have a whole lot more perks than they have in the, that goes from page 34 to 44, and there's a few perks on each page. I'll get into some of those later. New character options. You have the Assaultron, which I thought we had before, but maybe not. We have the Brotherhood Outcast is in that option, which is kind of weird in this book because outcasts in the third game, like Fallout 3, they were people who wanted to stay true to the Brotherhood's motto of collecting rare technologies to keep it safe and keep people safe from using it. They thought technology was the reason the world ended, so they wanted to keep it out of other people's hands. But in outcasts in this book is people who want to help people instead of just collecting their technology. The outcasts in the third game were people who wanted to continue to collect technology while the main Brotherhood faction actually wanted to help people. But since they reverted back to their old ways as the main faction, the outcasts are the ones who want to help people in this. A Child of Adam, which is one of my favorite factions in Fallout, they believe that God is the Atom, and the best way to become part of Atom is to go out in a nuclear explosion. And a lot of them are immune to radiation. It's fascinating. And then you have the Nightkin, which are, they were created by a super mutant, well, not a super mutant, a irradiated dude who turned into part of a computer. He melded with a vault, becoming a computer and a mutant at the same time. He looks really nasty. He's like a squid attached to a computer screen. And he had a whole super mutant army that was kind of conquer the world. He got destroyed by a vault dweller and some of his best soldiers, which are basically super mutants who can keep their intelligence, have now kind of been killed off or wander the wasteland alone, or they're going insane because they're addicted to stealth boys, these devices that make you go invisible. They made it really good. I mean, they were really good at what they did because of their stealth boys, but now they're addicted to them and they have to kind of have them and they go crazier the longer they don't have them. And then you have the tribals, which in Fallout 2, you are a tribal who was a descendant of the Vault Dweller who took down the master in the first game, but there's a lot of different tribes. They also have like rites and rituals they can do. And here are some samples. The Boomers are a group of vault dwellers who were basically really, really good at weaponry. They ended up taking over an Air Force base in New Vegas, and you could help them out, and they would use their artillery to help you out in the end game, or an actual plane that they got drug up out of a lake. The Cult of the Mothman is part of Fallout 76's game play, and you, well, I just said it, you worship the Mothman, which is an actual creature in the game. The Tree Minders, which is in Fallout 3, they were people who worshipped a tree that happened to be a man named Harold, who had got in contact with the FEV virus, and a tree began growing out of his head, and he eventually got planted in one spot, and then these people found him and started worshipping him. I'm pretty sure he was also in the same group that got the Master infected. They were all together in a group, and he just happened to turn into a tree, and another one, and the other one turned into the Master, the super mutants. And then you got the Vipers. I don't remember nothing about the Vipers. It says here they're in Vault 15, but I know nothing about them. Quasi-religious group. But the game tells you more about them. I didn't bother reading it because I didn't know anything about them. I probably would recognize them if I read more into it, but it's just, you know, then you got a bunch of new perks, like the blocker, which you take melee damage, you can block it better. Bullet shield. When you're wielding a big gun, you can increase your resistance by +2. Things like gladiator, archer, which lets you better bows. Butcher's bounty, so they're not all combat. This one lets you get better and more stuff from butchering an animal. Cola nut, you get healed twice as many HP points for drinking Nuka-Cola. Let me get a sip of my Arizona Vault 33 green tea. I feel the tumors forming. We have a cool perk called Bloodsucker, which I believe I first encountered something like this in Fallout 3, but it ain't the same one if you want to play a vampire in Fallout. Healing Hands, Overly Generous, which is charisma type stuff. Field Surgeon, Responder, a lot of these healing things. Power User, which fusion cores, which power your armors and stuff. Your power armor, or other things, certain generators. They deplete slower, more perks you have in that. Junk Shield, the more you carry. You get also physical damage resistance, which makes sense if you're wearing a shell of armor made of junk. New creatures in the game, like the Khazad'dar, which in Fallout New Vegas is probably the worst thing to come across. They poison you, they attack, they're hard to hit, they kind of chase you a good distance, and you just have to have a certain poison antidote to avoid this happening. It's a nightmare. And they're one of the few creatures not made just because the FEV or because of radiation in a wasteland. They were created by, I do believe it's people called in the Big Empty, like a think tank of crazy scientist robots done it, and they made them, and they got out, and they wreak havoc on the wasteland. You have a Deathclaw Matriarch, which is very cool. They are the brood mothers of the Deathclaws, giant lizard. They look like a tiny dragon without wings, really. They're so scary.
Imagine getting attacked by a bunch of giant mutated cave crickets.
Yeah. Look at the Khazad'dar. Imagine the cave crickets, but they fly, and they're poisonous.
Albino scorpion.
Those are terrible to come across, too.
Oh, it's like a giant fly.
But they can be really big, and they're poisonous, and they attack. They don't just come at you.
Or a wasp.
They zip at you, sting you with poison, zip back. Then they zip at you, sting you with poison, zip back.
Yeah, I would rather have the cave cricket.
Yeah. I don't remember the cave crickets. They probably were in Fallout New Vegas. I don't remember seeing them in any other game. Not New Vegas, Fallout 76. The Floater, which is another kind of cryptid creature from Fallout 76. It looks like a alien. It looks very much like an alien, to be honest with you. Hermit Crab, which I came across in Fallout 4, and it terrified me. Basically, you come across a half a van, and it's just sitting there without a front end on it, or a back end. I don't really know. I can't remember.
Yes, it's like a old hippie van with a crab using it as a shell.
Yeah, I went up to loot this van, or a box near a van. And then the van came alive and attacked me, and it was almost impossible to take down. It's a hermit crab with a van.
Crab.
It was terrifying. I screamed. And you never know which van it's going to be, so you just kind of wander up on one. It's like a mimic in the game.
Beware all vans.
Yeah, that's how you have to look at it. Because they are very armored. They're hard to take down. You have Scorched Beasts, which is Fallout 76 again. West Virginia-style bat-like creature. Mixed with some coal kind of features, and they're the size of dragons, and they do fly, and they have an army of people who have been taken over, they're just nightmares. And they can spread it to you. That's how they get their army. They spread this infection to you. Oh, then you have the Mothman, which I love the Mothman. One of the first things I did in Fallout 76 when it first came out was go and interact with the Mothman at a lighthouse after catching some lightning bugs. Fireflies? It depends on where you're from. I call them lightning bugs. But he's cool. There's different types of these creatures as well. The Mothman. There's a whole bunch of different categories, like a vengeful Mothman and all that. A Snagglygaster, which is a terrifying looking creature. It's the first stable creature mutated with the FEV. It looks, have you seen it in there? It looks terrifying.
Like what?
The Snagglygaster. It's in the cryptid section.
Yeah. I don't think that's actually what it's supposed to look like, though. I could be wrong. I haven't really looked that much into it.
I didn't know it was a real creature.
Hold on a second.
Well, a real cryptid.
Hold on. Well, I guess it is similar.
No.
Hold on a second.
Way to go, Bethesda, or whoever's in charge of the 76. I'm not 100% sure who's actually. I think Bethesda has a big hand in it.
I think this one, yeah. The creature was flying near Frog Hollow in Washington County.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a Virginia one, but let me make sure because I haven't really looked into
we
it.
We don't even know our own cryptid. Oh, I need to pour me some more Fallout Vault 33 Arizona green tea.
Oh, no, it's Maryland.
Oh.
Central Maryland.
Maryland again. Well, I've been there, but I've never seen a Snagglygaster.
Well, I'll send you a picture.
I know what they look like if they're anything like in the book.
Well, it's a bit different. There's not a bunch of eyes. That is really gross.
Well, you gotta imagine it's FEV, forced evolutionary virus.
Okay, send it to you in a text.
Oh, that's much worse, actually.
It reminds me of a bird, dragon, ood, cyclops.
Yeah, think of, and it's stealing someone's liqueur or wine out of their keg. Beer, maybe? Okay, think of a gray, have you ever seen an earthworm that drowned in a puddle or something? Think of something that color with a beak, with tentacles coming out of the beak, one eye in the center of its head, and a set of wings that are far too small to ever get around, and four little legs that are so close together its tail would just be in the way. Oh, yep, that looks just like a nude. This one's actually outfitted, though. It's in a cloak. I don't know why it's in a cloak. There's no hiding that from the public. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you also got Wendigos, which I haven't came across yet, because I haven't played 76 in a little while, but probably will soon as the Fallout series comes out later this evening and I finish watching it. They admit it used to be considered a myth, and after the Great War, it no longer sounds quite so far-fetched. Then it goes into the Master. He's in the bestiary as well. So is Frank Horgan. I can't remember if that's how you pronounce his name. He was in Fallout 2. He was basically a secret agent working under the president in the Enclave. And he got in contact with the FEV and became a super mutant. Pretty much, just by looking at him, you could think he's a super mutant. And he is their best warrior in the Enclave. You have to fight him in the end. And then you have Lanius. He is a part of Caesar's Legion, the slavers who are in Fallout New Vegas fighting against the New California Republic. And he's their best warrior. So they have a lot of the main characters. They have, of course, Caesar himself from Caesar's Legion. A whole lot of good options in this game if you want to expand your Fallout.
I want this poster that's in here.
Wait. There's a poster in the book?
No. It's like a picture of a poster. It's not an actual poster.
You can look them up. Most of these posters are printable.
It says, live and love, nuke the man. I want that.
You know, that seems like...
I want that in my house.
Fallout 4, there's an outpost you can collect, a settlement, and it used to be ran by hippies. I'm pretty sure that is the kind of thing that they would have had up. I didn't look around for posters in the place. I'm pretty sure that wasn't in it, but hippies were hard to find in Fallout. Because we were at war with communism, and it was seen as a very kind of communist, if you think about it. Everything's shared. A group of hippies could be called a commune. You don't see many things like that in the Most of the posters you see are pro-American, down with communism kind of stuff. The big giant robot we used to conquer Anchorage, Alaska after Chinese forces took over it would spew... No? Did we use him? I think we thought about using him and didn't get to use him. We ended up using it to take out the Enclave in Fallout 3. But he would, some of his programmed audio was, better dead than red. And then he would chuck a mini nuke at your enemy. I don't really have much more to say about the book. There's a ton of new options for you and a whole bunch of new creatures to go up against or use as NPCs, depending on what faction you want to join. There's a lot of really nice things. I would like to play
it. The character sheet?
What does it say?
Settlement name.
It's a settlement.
Happiness, income, people, food, water, power.
I'm pretty sure that's a settlement sheet, like to track your the settlements you have or have made.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also sure they have a vehicle one in there somewhere. I might be wrong. I didn't get this but yesterday, so I've only had time to flip through and find the cool stuff. But I haven't been disappointed in a Fallout book yet. There's a few out, and I've enjoyed all of them. Of course, I'm a huge Fallout fan. I'm biased. I'm not afraid to admit that. I don't know if I need to ask you if you'd play this. We've played it. Not this, but we've played it in the Fallout universe.
Well, I like that there's Mothman and another cryptid that is supposed to exist. If cryptids exist.
There's a whole...
I believe the Mothman exists. I believe in the Mothman.
I like the Mothman. Of all the cryptids out there, he's probably my favorite. Certainly not the Snagglygaster.
I need to look more into that one. I've heard the name before, and I think it's on Harry Potter, too.
That just sounds like something to be in Harry Potter. Who knows?
Yeah, but I need to look more into that one.
Let us know what you think, and the new Fallout show comes out today. It's the 10th of April, and yes. It's supposed to be out at 9 o'clock Eastern time. I stayed up till 12 last night waiting for it to come out because I knew it was coming out a day early.
I stayed up past 12 last night eating fried chicken and macaroni salad.
Well, I stayed up just to wait for that, and then I looked it up, and it won't come out till 9 o'clock today, so I just went to bed sad.
Mm.
I guess that's it. I will add affiliate links to DriveThruRPG in the description down below for this, and the starter set for Fallout, the role-playing game, as well as the core book, if you're interested in that. Any Fallout stuff I have, I'll put it down there. It's an affiliate link, and it won't charge you anymore. It'll just go to helping us get more PDFs and stuff to talk about. Now, if you like what you heard here and you would like to hear more, we are part of the Gruesome Game Group podcast network. We have Horrific History and Hauntings. It's a podcaster Beth here tells me about what's in the title, Horrific History Hauntings. Sometimes some...
Give him ways to die in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Also, we have the strange occurrences for each state. It's like strange stories and lore.
Legends and hauntings. In
yeah,
state.
I never can remember that title. It is not really.
It's no, I had trouble coming up with that one. It's Legends and Hauntings Across America.
There we go. I mean, that's a fair name. That could be a podcast all by itself. We also have one that comes out more sporadically. It's called Leveling Duo. It's usually with me and my friend Dakota, or me and Beth here talk about a video game we really take a liking to. But we only do that one when we have a video game we really want to talk about. So, but if you want to subscribe, we won't flood you with notifications or anything because they only show up when we come out with an episode. There'll also be links to give us a little donation if you like. There's also links to all of our socials. It'll be a Linktree link, and it will take you to all of our socials. Our main website where you can find all of our podcasts will be the first link on the list. You can sample them there, subscribe to whatever you want to from there, find our RSS feeds. Anything you want will be in the main website, and all the other stuff on the Linktree link will be our socials and other ways to contact us or however you like. Feel free to subscribe and let us know what you think. Thank you for reviewing. Let us keep them coming. When we get enough of them, we'll have a whole episode reading them out, enjoying the good and bad things people have said about us. I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. I have been Ramey.
And I'm Beth.
And this has been Brother Knows Quest. Bye-bye.